I guess I didn't start any music. You might as well go ahead and go. What happens when you get an impromptu show, Allie?
Good evening, everyone. It is Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and that means we are live, The Edge of Reality, here on the NBB Media Channel on Blog Talk Radio. No opening music this week. Why? Because we're having a spontaneous show. We were unable to make Thursday night. This time it was on me. I had a graduation to go to. But we couldn't go a week without a show. So here we are, Saturday night, getting a chance to hang out with everyone. And those of you hanging out live, thank you. Those of you who are going to listen to this in archives, thank you. You can do that by going to iTunes or our blogtalkradio.com. And tonight we got a lot to talk about, as always. I mean, we have The Bachelorette to discuss. We have Big Brother to discuss. We have So You Think You Can Dance, Four, MasterChef, American Ninja Warrior. It goes on and on and on. But before I do anything else, I have to say hello and good evening to my co-host and producer, Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, what's going on this evening?
Howdy. I'm just chilling. How about you?
I'm good. It's the weekend. Usually I say we're one step away from the weekend, but we're actually in the weekend this time, so I'm pretty happy. A lot of things to kind of break down this week. Want to start by talking about Bachelorette, because they've had a lot of drama this week, both on and off the screen. So the show itself, a bunch of kind of fun, dramatic things happened. I guess fun would not be the way that I would describe it, but it was drama, but kind of just like weird. Every season we see an ambulance. Every season it's because of something ridiculous. This time it's because a man fell out of his bunk bed. That's the kind of week that The Bachelorette was.
Nice.
Yes. David, the reason we saw an ambulance this year is that David fell out of his bunk bed in the middle of the night, landed straight on his face, and apparently it was the grossest thing that some of these guys have seen. Blood everywhere, and you did see images of blood everywhere. And Chris Harrison, trying to make it the most dramatic reveal ever, goes to Becca's apartment, hotel house. I guess it's their, she has like a guest house or something when they're in California. He goes there, he knocks on the door, he goes, "I have something very serious to tell you, David." He's in ICU. And Becca goes, "Oh my God, who did this to him?" Thinking that someone fought him. And Chris takes a dramatic pause and he goes, "He fell out of the bed." It was fantastic. It was fantastic. And she goes, "Oh my gosh." And she didn't quite know what to do. And she goes, "Can I see him?" And Chris goes, "You can call him if you'd like." And then they have this phone call with him where, like, it's like the happiest dude you've ever heard. And I wonder if they, like, recorded that conversation after the fact, because the guy, like, messed up his face pretty badly by, like, all accounts. And he's in ICU, apparently. And they call him, and it's, like, the happiest I've ever heard anyone in my life. I mean, he's having a better phone conversation than we are right now talking about reality TV. His face is smashed up, and he's like, "Oh, hey, Becca, what's going on? Oh, yeah, I'm in the hospital." Like, what the hell is going on? And then he said probably the best humble brag I've ever heard in my life, which was, "I'm used to a king-size bed, so I fell out of a bunk bed." Like, that was his way of saying that he has a king-size bed at home. So congratulations, David. Good for you. But it was the best humble brag I ever heard. "I'm just so used to a king size bed that I rolled over and fell out of bed.
Good
it was
Lord.
Pretty great. It was, but in terms of most dramatic bachelorette moments, it was real. The phone call I'm speculating was not so real, but him breaking his face was of something real that happened. So at least that happened. Other drama that happened.
Happened.
At least that happened. Other drama that took place on The Bachelorette this week included David before he broke his face and Jordan, who is a male model. He's very Chris Noble-esque, Priscilla. So think of Survivor, think of Chris Noble. Jordan is essentially Chris Noble's younger brother. And they got into a fight because Jordan, again, another humble brag, announced that he had 4,000 matches on Twitter, or not on Twitter, on Tinder. So I've never been on a dating app, so someone had to explain this to me at work. But Tinder, when you are on Tinder, there are you see the available people in your area, and you swipe on them if you're interested in talking to them or going out on a date. And if they swipe on you as well, it's a match. Okay? So he humble bragged to all the dudes in the house that he had 4,000 matches in 2017. I don't know, Priscilla, is this an exciting thing for you? Is this a
I don't know a damn now, thing about dating apps, but no, it means nothing.
Well, and so David ran to Becca
and
told her,
so most think that he's a little starving for attention or something if he has that many people on. But that's just me.
Well, you know, 4,000 sounds like a lot until you realize, like, you're just, like, swiping people. Like, you're just, I mean, you could do 4,000 in, like, a couple days if you really just felt like sitting down and just making matches with people. I mean, it didn't seem like that exciting of a thing. But David ran. He told Becca everything. You know, we always say in Amazing Race there's a couple of very important roles. You got to learn how to ride a bike. You got to learn how to drive stick shift. Bachelorette, the number one rule in Bachelorette is during your private, or in The Bachelor as well, during your one-on-one time with the bachelor or bachelorette, you don't complain about the other guys. Right? That's rule number one.
Yeah.
You don't complain about the other guys. You don't talk about the other guys because you're wasting your own time talking about other guys. So David runs. He tells Becca all about his 4,000 matches. Becca, who was actually very funny about this, like went out to the group and like high-fived Jordan for his 4,000 matches, which was very funny. But then Jordan got upset that David talked about it. And he should be upset because why the hell is he talking about him? But also like humble bragging about 4,000 matches in the first place is stupid. So that was the other source of drama in this episode. That's where the season's going. That's where we're at this season. But then my other favorite thing to have happened was that Richard Marks, Priscilla. Do you know Richard Marks?
I do. Musician, jazz player, or a saxophone player. I think he plays sax. Maybe not.
No.
I know he's a singer. No. I thought he did play sax, but he doesn't.
No, I think you're confusing Richard Marks and Kenny G right now.
Maybe I am. They're both from the same era. It's very possible. But yes, okay. I do know who he is. Good Lord.
Oh, my God.
I would say it before my time, but I'd be lying.
No. That's great. Anyway, Richard Marx, who, I mean, was a very big deal in the late 80s and early 90s. I'm just going to throw that out there.
So
you know his song.
So
say that again.
And so was Kenny G. He was big in the 80s and
90s. Kenny G was also a big deal. Actually, you know what? Don't you? I mean, now that I'm thinking about this a little bit, wouldn't you think that Kenny G would be on The Bachelorette or Bachelor at some point? I feel like Kenny G would be like the perfect person.
For sure.
Maybe he's already been on.
Little love songs.
Yeah. Hit us up on Twitter if Kenny G has actually been on The Bachelor or Bachelorette at some point. Because I feel like if he hasn't, this has been a missed opportunity. I'm at Reality Alley, Reality A-L-L-I-E. Priscilla's at Priscilla, P-S-I-L-L-A. Because I think there's like at least a 60% chance that Kenny G has been on a previous season. But anyway, I digress. Richard Marx, who was a very big deal. And like, I think I'm going to go on the limb to say probably one of the more famous people to do these songs, like to give like a private performance. I would have to say he's one of the more famous people to do this.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, I think so. Who's more famous than Richard Marx, who has given a performance? Chicago.
There's been some country performers, but you wouldn't think that they're popular because you don't listen to country.
Who? Give me an example of a well-known country performer.
I can't think of any because I can't remember shit like you do. But I will find one, and I will tell you.
Chicago.
Because
Chicago.
I'm trying to remember who. No, you're only thinking about non-country. Who was playing when the douchebag, it was the country singer, and he was only on because he wanted to get popular.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I can't think of his name, but there was a well-known country singer that sang at one of the dates then, too. And I cannot remember either one of their names because, once again, like I said, I am horrible at names, unlike you.
Yeah, no, I'm bad with names, but I do know exactly. I feel like his name is Wes. Wasn't the guy, the dude's
name,
right. Wes?
I think you are correct.
Yeah, thank you. But I still don't know the country singer he performed with, but I do recall this. You're right. I believe Chicago, the band Chicago, was there and performed at some point. The one that Jake Pavelka that season was the guy who sings On the Wings of Love. He was on because that was like the theme song of the season. But we've digressed. Richard Marx was, not only was he a major part of the date, they had to write a song together about their experience on The Bachelorette so far. I mean, it's only the third episode at all, but you know, and then Richard Marx performed at a private concert later. I'd be in. Here's the thing, Priscilla. They have given Becca really crap dates this season. I mean, so far her dates, because the other group date was people playing football, the guys playing football, and Clay, who is a professional football player, broke his wrist playing Bachelorette football, and he had to leave the show because he broke his wrist, and he's like, his career is going to be ended. Because he was playing football in Bachelorette. That's a whole other. That was the other drama of the evening too. But, you know, her dates have either been like so far like group sports. They played dodgeball last week. They played football this week. Or they've been like Ari focused, where they're, you know, doing something related to Ari, or, you know, last week's one-on-one date was that they were smashing all reminders of Ari. She really has not had a good date yet. They need to step up. Their destinations need to be really good this year. That's all I'm saying. Their destinations need to be good. But, you know, I like Becca. I think she's very genuine, as genuine as you can be on this kind of show. The first group date, by the way, they brought in all of Becca's friends from Ari's season, and they had a spa day where the guys painted the girls' toenails and, like, gave them massages. And it was, like, a giant, like, bachelorette orgy. And it just was – it was essentially a preview for Bachelor in Paradise. Because you know that these dudes are going to be hooking up with these women, Becca's cast-offs, on Bachelor in Paradise. So it was that was a very weird date, too. However, the drama with that date was that Connor revealed in last week's episode that he used to date Tia. Tia being last year, you remember Tia from last year, right?
Yeah, the name sounds real familiar.
Raven's friend. They're both from the same town in Arkansas. Yeah. So apparently before the show. Now, they claim to have dated. When Connor originally told Becca that they were together, you would have thought that they were together, they had sex, they, like, dated for a long time. It turns out that, like, they had a fun weekend together where they made out. That was, like, the extent of their date. But there was a lot of drama regarding whether or not he was there for the right reasons, whether or not he wanted to be with Tia instead. There was a lot of drama associated with that. So, all in all, this episode was kind of fun. There was a lot of drama involved in it. A lot of injuries. The ambulance was there several times. It was a perfectly lovely episode of The Bachelorette. So, The Bachelorette happens, Priscilla, and the next day, this major news comes out that one of the contestants, Lincoln, has been convicted of indecent assault and battery. Okay? He's not charged with, he is convicted. There was an assault that took place, and he assaulted this woman on a cruise ship. And he was officially convicted for it this week. Now, when the show was being filmed, the charges were against him because it happened in 2016. Yet, casting thought it would be a good idea to put a dude that was where sexual assault charges were pending against him on the show.
So what are your feelings on it? I mean, you think that they did it because, you know, publicity is publicity kind of thing, or are they just ignorant?
Well,
they really didn't think.
Here's the thing. Now, the producers have since come out and they've said that they had no idea that the charges were against him, that he lied on his application and said that he's never had any charges against him, that, you know, they conducted a background check. And it's true. I mean, when you conduct a background check on someone, I know this from personal experience. I don't know. I know this because of my job. If something is if something's pending against you, it's not on your background check necessarily. You know, so you can have a you know, because you're only only things that you're convicted of go into your background check. So doing a background check, a simple background check, they wouldn't have seen that there have been charges filed against him, which is what would have happened at that point. However, we have had people from casting on this show. We know, you know, quite a bit about the casting process, at least with a lot of different shows. We haven't had anyone specifically. No, we have had Pete. We have had someone who has cast on The Bachelor or Bachelorette before on the show, and we've gotten a little bit of background on how they do it. I would think that they would be checking out every possible thing about a person before they go on the show. And we know in the past that that is very true, that they check out everything, your past, what you did, your jobs, your social media, everything. So I feel like this would be a big thing to miss. So can I say for sure that they knew about, the producers knew about it beforehand and just decided to put him on the cast anyway? They're saying they didn't know? But at bare minimum, them not knowing, and that not happening is a pretty major flaw in their casting. So at bare minimum, their casting department is not doing the job that they should be doing. That's bare minimum.
They should do a better job of vetting. I mean, if it was going to be the Bachelor, Bachelorette, I'm sure that they go through a more rigorous background check. They need a better vetting process. Totally.
Well, you know, they need a better vetting process. You're absolutely right. But that's taking what they're saying at face value, that they had no idea that this was happening. Now, this is definitely the second thing that has happened with this season's contestants. The first being that Garrett, who's another contestant on social media, liked a bunch of super gross tweets about all kinds of, you know, derogatory things about Parkland shootings, about different race things. And he didn't tweet them directly, but he liked them. And casting missed that as well. And now we're saying, here's a dude that was ultimately convicted of sexual assault, who now has to register as a sex offender. He was on the show. He was one of the contestants. He was deemed worthy enough to date the lead of this show. So, The Bachelor and Bachelorette, this franchise, they really do have to get it together. They really do. I mean, I know that they try to make this line between, you know, controversy. They like the publicity. It's very important to them. They like the drama. They like, you know, kind of the shadier stuff. But I believe that this crosses the line.
Who has to get hurt before something's tightened up? You know?
Right. And I feel like, you know, they probably think, well, everyone's safe. The lead is, you know, never alone without the cameras with these, you know. But, you know, they need to do, at the very least, their casting practices have to be much more thorough. And it kind of leads me to this. We've seen lots of people and lots of celebrities lately, especially in this past year, get taken down for far less I mean, they're not even convicted, and they're off their shows. They're fired from things. They're, you know, here's this dude. He's on this show. He's convicted. He's a convicted sexual assaulter. Do we think that Bachelor Nation will now kind of say, "No, dude, I'm not watching this anymore. I'm not watching. At the very least, I'm not watching this season." Do you think that will happen?
No.
See, I don't think so either. I completely agree with you. And what is it about The Bachelor that feels like they have kind of this Teflon? You know, we saw the Damaris and Corinne thing play out, which was very interesting to say the least, very shady. We've seen, like I said, they've had this line that they've come dangerously close to crossing and or crossed several times. And yet Bachelor Nation, the ratings never seem to go down. The ratings kind of stay where they are. They've always been super consistent. And now we have this direct example of a dude that sexually assaulted a woman, and he is currently on television, and he's not even an actor where it's like you can separate the actor and their art, and you can make that. It's like, nope. It's him being him, and he's, you know, vying for the attention of the Bachelorette, and here he is. Yet I agree with you. I don't think that anything is going to change in the Bachelorette's world.
I don't think so. And the thing is. And everybody is want. I mean, I don't know. All the viewers, Bachelor Nation. I hate to think that somebody's going to have to get seriously hurt before some rings are tightened up. You know, because that's the way they're going. They got out in front of how they handled the Corinne DeMarcus or DeMario's situation, like you said, but. They just did that for PR. I bet if we went back and asked the next group of Bachelor Nation, Bachelor in Paradise, if they had a drink limit or anything like that, like they said they were going to do, I bet they don't. They won't get their drama that they want.
Yeah, well, I will say that there hasn't been any, like, crazy drunk, like, you don't see a lot of drinking this season, and that might be a direct reflection of that experience. But, you know, just to kind of finish up the statement that the producers of The Bachelor said, they said that they have quote, "We employ a well-respected and highly experienced third party that has done thousands of background checks consistent with industry standards. The report we received did not reference any incident or charge relating to a recent conviction or any other charges relating to sexual misconduct." So, you know, but then again, like I said, the background check wouldn't have something yet because he's not convicted. But you would think they'd be able to find this. Lincoln, the guy that has been convicted, He's still on the show, but ABC removed photos of him from from the website. So he's still on the show, but they've taken him off the website. He's not going to be a person, but he's still on the show. He's still on the show. But it would be interesting if they went back now. We've seen this every now and then on Big Brother when they do one of the tapes. I think Pauly is the best example of this. Remember when they did the taped, like, we're having a backyard carnival. It was for one of the Friday night shows, and there was somebody in the house at the time, and then they were evicted, and they erased him from the footage because Yeah. He's no longer a man. Yeah. Maybe they're going to just erase this dude from all of their footage. They couldn't, like, re-edit. And they just, like, forget that he exists. That would be interesting.
Possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think especially, well, it depends on how big, I mean, what if he, like, I mean, God forbid, I'm assuming that he's out, like, in the next week or two, but can you imagine, what if he made it to, like, Final Four? You know, what if this dude is Final Two? You know, I doubt it. I feel like something would come out before, I don't know, but... they could re-edit it and kind of cut around him because, you know, it's happened before.
It has.
Yeah. So that's crazy. I don't know. It kind of skeeves me out. I mean, for the last couple seasons of the show, there's a certain, like, I've always loved the, like, fun and kind of campiness, especially Bachelor in Paradise. I've loved the tongue-in-cheek of it because I've never respected it as a show where, like, people actually, like, get together long-term. So, but I think I'm going to have to start. I'm going to have to take a pass on the show. I mean,
I'm already not watching, so.
Right. But, I mean, I just don't think that they can get it together. I feel like they are so focused on drama that they're now doing things that are unethical.
Instead of focusing on actual, you know, why the show originally was to find love, you know.
Right.
It's just turned into it's kind of turned into some of the housewives, the way the housewives turned. You know, we kind of stopped watching some of them for a while because they're kind of were the same way. Now, some of the shows have gotten back to where it was more about, what we like about, you know, like their businesses and their interactions with one another. Not always necessarily the drama. I mean, some seasons they just hit the nail on the head and they get all the natural drama they need, like with fear being in jail and stuff. Those are all natural incidents that happened. It wasn't anything manufactured too. So I don't know. You know where I stand with Bachelor, Bachelorette. I stopped watching last season. I'm done. I used to be a diehard. I was more of a diehard Bachelor, Bachelorette fan than you were. And
yeah,
I'm done.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Just because of them trying to push this envelope to get their drama. And to me, at times, they've just crossed the line. And it's not entertaining. To me, that kind of stuff isn't entertaining.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I have a choice. I choose not to be entertained by that stuff, the foolishness.
Yeah, and I think that I'm kind of out as well. I just feel like it's kind of at the point where it's like I said, they're rewarding
bad behavior. Yeah.
But
just like I tell my mom, you don't reward your dog when it does bad behavior because he's going to continue to do it. Same thing.
But the thing is, normally I don't care about that stuff because there's a lot of shows that reward bad behavior, see Challenge,
True.
See The Real World, see any VH1
True.
Show that's ever existed, see The Housewives. But I think that when the behavior is like now, like, you know, legitimately criminal, you know, I think that it's like, you know,
But you gotta kind of put it in perspective too. Granted, the Challenge has grown to where they're older kids now. Then, I mean, like they're in their 30s, and hell, before you know it, Bananas is in his 40s. But Real World, in that, put it in perspective, we were young and dumb in our 20s. You know, when we turned 21, 22, and 23, we did stupid stuff. That's just part of life. That kind of is different than, like, what we're talking about here and
oh,
how
absolutely.
They keep pushing that. You know, when you're talking about possibly somebody so drunk that an encounter happened sexually that shouldn't have happened because they didn't have their wits about them. You're talking about somebody, you know, you're talking about some very serious stuff here. Whereas, like, real world in that, it's just young and dumb stuff for the most
yeah.
part.
Well,
you know,
for the most part, there's some examples of it not being young and dumb, but you're right. You're right. And I think that
you got to cut it. That's why housewives, sometimes, you know, they're in their 40s. I don't cut them that much slack because it's like, that just doesn't make sense for a 40-year-old. If we're back in the 20s watching Real World, I'm like, sure, yeah, no problem. They're going to learn their lesson.
Yeah, you're being very generous with saying that the housewives are in their 40s, by the way.
This is true.
But you're absolutely right about the real life drama, though, because on a side note, I'm watching New York, and this is the first time and probably since very early on that I have been this interested in a season of the show because of the Luann's of the Luann prison stuff. There's Jill Zarin was back on because Bobby died, and there was this past episode, so that was a big part of the show, and Bethany's interaction with her. Like, so this has been the first season in a long time that I've been, you know, most interested in.
How do I word this in a way that is not insensitive? What were your thoughts on knowing that cameras went, granted, it wasn't inside the funeral, but even right directly after. I mean, I know how my mom felt when she lost her husband of 40 years. You know, it's like, I don't want to be insensitive.
I definitely thought the same thing you did, where I was like, oh, this is kind of weird. But obviously, Jill approved it. So it wasn't like they
obviously.
Like just happened to be there. You know, she
right.
it went down, and I don't want to think too hard about the implications that, like, a day or two after her husband passed away, they were asking if cameras can be there. Like, I don't want to, like, think too hard about that because, yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, I just know how it's a whirlwind of stuff going on. I mean, and it just, I don't know, just to have cameras there during the time like that, it would have been totally out of my mind and out of my realm, you know? If that makes sense.
The only thing I can think is they're so used to it at this point that it might not be out of their realm. It's out of
but
your realm.
Jill hasn't been.
That's never happened to you. But it might.
But,
I
but
think
Jill hasn't
point,
been in the light for a while now.
Yeah, true, but she's still been in the spotlight. And, man, she's wanted it for a long time. She's wanted to
and
be back
she has.
For a long time.
That, okay, now that you've just said that.
Well, you know.
This is what I'm trying
yeah.
to say. I don't want to be insensitive. Is that, was that, you know, I'm not going to say more because I don't want to, but you know what I'm trying to say.
No, I absolutely know. I thought the same thing. I absolutely thought the same thing. And I don't want to think too hard about it because I don't want to think too hard about that one. But then, like, Luann's prison stuff is super compelling too. That episode a couple weeks ago where it, like, showed the footage. I guess it's been on the news before, prior to the show, because other people have seen
yeah,
it. But it was the first time I've seen it, and just, like, her slipping out of the handcuffs, the footage of her talking to the judge. I mean, that was I was in on that episode. And you're absolutely right. The reason that I was so in on that episode is because that actually happened. That was not manufactured.
Correct.
The show did
Correct.
Not set this up. And it's one of the few things that we have seen with Housewives that this has not been set up. So it was
Correct.
Very compelling. Usually it's the, you know, because it's, you know, think about Jersey with Teresa, like that kind of stuff. Like those are the things that are, you know, beyond the show at this point are the most compelling things. So, yeah.
And the show, and at that, and with that, like with Teresa, and even with Luann, you get a side to see her side of the story as opposed to just hearing what was on the news.
Right.
To kind of get a full picture of everything.
Speaking
that
of which,
is natural drama.
Yeah. We're going very far off the rails here, but that's okay.
We are.
Did you happen to see, I said Teresa, and this is why I'm thinking about it. Did you see Teresa's bodybuilder pics?
No.
Okay, so Teresa entered a fitness, kind of what Tamara does on the OC. I think they're called the bodybuilding pageants. She entered one recently. She came in third place in like her age bracket. She is like jacked up, like jacked, like totally buff, insanely tan, like total. You know, she looks like. You know, the body.
But she did have a good year head start on getting there, you know.
Well, it was very unusual. I did not expect Teresa to go down that road. But anyway, that happened too. So, but just bringing it kind of back full circle. Yeah, I think, you know, for me, someone who has already like felt a little bit on the grosser side of watching the Bachelor franchise on a weekly basis, I think this might put me over the top because, like I said, it, you know, there's this line and then there's this, you know, now they're doing. I'm not 100% convinced that they didn't know. They could have not known, and at bare minimum, they need to change their casting procedures and
well,
the people who are doing their casting.
I mean, it's to the point, you know, like even when that leak happened on Snapchat with, what was it, JoJo and Sean? You know, when that happened, and we were back and forth, was it a ploy by production just to get people talking and interested? You know, we had we're second guessing ourselves now what production's doing and what they're not doing just because in that shock all of it. And I guess it's smart marketing to a certain extent. But like, if you're pushing people out the door from it, is it worth it? But
yeah.
Every person they lose, like you stop watching, there's probably two or three coming in to take your place. So I don't know.
Well, see, I'm very curious.
You just have
curious.
To know where that line is.
Well, right, and I'm very curious to see what the ratings will be for this upcoming week's episode. If it goes down even a little bit, because people are like, this is kind of skeevy to me. Maybe what it takes is the actual lead. I mean, you've said it yourself. You think that, you know, they must. Vet the lead of the show much more than they do the contestants. But maybe if something were happening to the lead of the show, but what we're finding is even the leads of the shows are getting kind of skeevier and skeevier. So, you know, especially in the male side, they're finding really, you know, great women and the guys that they're finding are literally convicted sexual assaulters. Those are the guys that they're finding and feeling that they are worthy enough to be contestants on this show. So, you know.
But, Allie, they're at the age where most guys have to, they usually go out and get a job, and they actually have a job and can't leave it for that long of time. You know, let's be realistic. They're not doing 20-year-olds anymore. They're in the 30-year-old brackets now and are getting really close. And most of the decent guys you're going to get actually have a job they can't leave.
Yeah, I don't know.
The people you're going to get are the scalier ones because they're going to take off on a whim, you know?
Well, I don't necessarily believe that because on the women's side, they have, you know, Rachel was a lawyer. She left. You know, there's people with jobs that leave. There's people on jobs on Survivor and Big Brother who leave for a period of time.
Right.
They just leave.
But
I don't think it's within the realm of finding love.
But going and finding love, women are more apt to go do that than a guy.
Well, I think
you know what
it
I mean?
Comes down.
They're going to look for it more than most guys. Most guys don't feel they have to go looking for it.
Well, I also think that it comes down to, you know, Big Brother and Survivor, it's cash prizes. So
exactly.
People are more apt to leave their jobs for money.
And the experience is way different than doing a bachelor or bachelorette kind of scenario.
Yeah.
The whole experience is different, Big Brother and Survivor and The Amazing Race, to take off to go do something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And speaking of which, they're filming Amazing Race right now, and there's a picture of Brendan on he graduated, so Rachel wasn't even at his graduation.
that surprises me not at all. Rachel's gonna be Rachel. That's how she's gonna work. But you know what? Quite frankly, if I was graduating, I didn't even go to my last graduation. So I would be like, go on Amazing Race.
This guy has been
in
school for 100 years. He has been in school for 100 years. I would go to graduation too.
I know. He's been in school for a million years, and Rachel has already been on Amazing Race twice. But yeah, we should say that they are filming Amazing Race, and spoiler alert, we don't love doing a ton of spoilers on the show before it airs, but it is definitely Amazing Race, Survivor, and Big Brother teams on this season. So I won't give you all the names because, like I said, CBS hasn't officially released it, and I hate being super, super spoily, but Rachel is one of the people that is currently on the show. So there you go.
And
we'll
I didn't even
more
think
about
it.
Yeah. No. Well, that's okay. That's
you
okay.
Have a clue because Brendan is not with her, so who is with her? So you have a clue.
You know, you have a clue. Yes. Speaking of Big Brother, we're getting close. On Monday, we are getting the cast reveal. So on Monday, we'll know who's in the cast. Now, there are rumors. It could be a mix of new players and veteran players. We're only seeing new players on Monday. There could be four veteran players are what some sources are saying. Again, I really hope those sources are wrong. Allison Grodner, back in the day, back like months ago, told us she wanted 20 to be a all-new player season. That means nothing. She could be lying to us, that, you know, but God, I really want this to be a new player season. But the people that are making claims that there are four vets coming into the game are pretty credible sources, so I'm a little worried about this. But we'll see. We'll see how many new people we have when they reveal the cast, and then we'll go from there. We'll see who they have.
And I already brought up the subject that maybe they're using this Amazing Race scenario to cover why some people might be gone. But there are pictures of them behind, so that's not the case.
Yeah, no. No, we know. We're not going to say who's on the show again. But,
exactly.
We know who it is, and so that's not a cover up. So we'll see. I really don't want there to be a veteran, but it could happen. So the reveal is on Monday, so next week we'll be able to talk about it a little bit. On Wednesday, it looks like they're revealing the house, taking a tour of the house, and we've heard that season 20 they're kind of redoing the house in a major way. So that's cool. I love looking at the first looks of the house. And then I like looking at the pictures and seeing when the show premieres, they're still making little tweaks. Remember the season that they decided that the house pictures were going to be, there was sand in the bathroom. I guess they decided before the show started that was ridiculous and they took all the sand out. But I like seeing the little things like that. So that will be fun. We're getting into it. We are very close to the premiere of the show, which I'm excited about. I just need it to be a new cast. Entertainment Weekly. Julie Chen has an article in Entertainment Weekly currently where she breaks down most of the last 19 seasons of the show and talks about some of her favorite moments or the moments that like stood out to her. Very noticeably, the only seasons that she didn't comment on were 9, 13, and 15. Okay. Now, 9 and 15, that kind of makes sense. Not really for 9. I mean, 9 is, of course, the only winter season in Big Brother history that was, you know, the season with Crazy James. Adam won it. Adam and Maddie, as you know, were arrested for a major drug ring. That happened. And it's kind of widely revered as one of the worst seasons in the show's history. And then 15... that's Andy won that season, but that was the season with a lot of racism happening. That was with Aaron and Gina Marie, that crew. But I don't understand why 13. What the hell happened 13? That was the season with Rachel. Rachel won that season. So I don't know why 13 wouldn't be in the mix, but. I was trying to remember if 13 was the season where she was pregnant. So she like doesn't remember anything about it because she was like insanely pregnant. But I can't remember what season she was pregnant in.
Julie but pregnant? No, it wasn't Rachel's season.
It wasn't Rachel's season that Julie was pregnant? I can't remember.
No.
Which I think says a lot of good things for me that I don't remember the season she was pregnant in. At least I have that. Sometimes I'm so upset with the things I remember from shows that when I don't remember something, I'm like, all right, that's good. That's good. I'm glad your mind hasn't taken up space with this fact. It's good. but I find it weird that 13 is one of the seasons that she didn't talk about. Julie Chen, if you have Instagram, she's doing some really fun things on her Instagram lately. She's doing some like dramatic reenactments of like memorable moments of the season, and she just did Devon's exit from the house, which is like the most famous exit. Big Brother history. If you remember, there's plenty of memes and GIFs, and I always see people on Twitter. The picture of her running out of the house is like epic. So she did a recreation of that, which is pretty great. So that's all happening. That is all coming up in the next few days. I'm very excited about this, Priscilla.
Very
excited. I want it to be good. I need it to be good. Last season was so bad.
It's always a good thing.
So I'm ready for a good one. I'm ready for a good one. Yeah. And then one more thing I wanted to mention, too. Flipping Out, Jeff Lewis, which we watch. You watch Flipping Out, Priscilla, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The surrogate, Jeff surrogate from last season. Jeff had a baby. With a surrogate, and she is suing both Jeff and Bravo for the cameras being there during the baby's birth, which is, I think, a very lame lawsuit considering, you know, she must have had a sign waiver.
I'm sure she had to sign a waiver. And for two, if you remember, they really didn't focus on her at all.
Well, right.
That
right.
was
but
aired.
She wasn't
even in the picture.
But beyond that, she was on several episodes of the show. It wasn't just that episode.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's just sad. It's sad when stuff like that happens. You know, someone taking advantage of the fact
that's
that.
That's sad that somebody turned to money, you know.
Yeah. So that kind of sucks. So that's happening too. So I was just reading up on that. Next week, just in a few days, not even next week, or later this week, we'll be back on Thursday night. We will talk, like I said, we'll have the Big Brother cast reveal. We will talk some MasterChef, some challenge what's coming up. We got to talk some American Ninja Warrior, all that happening next week on the show. I want to thank everybody listening. Again, you can check out our Twitter handles. I'm at Reality Alley. That's Reality Allie. Priscilla's at PSILLA. You can follow us on Facebook. When I say us, I mean Priscilla, because she's the one who updates the Facebook, and she's at Edge of, and that's at Edge of Reality. You know, hit us up. I love talking about shows on social media, especially on Twitter. So if there's a show that you're checking out or something that you want to specifically want me to watch live or something that you want us to talk about on the show, you know, make sure you let us know and we will be more than happy to check it out. So we will be back Thursday night to talk more reality TV. Until then, enjoy the rest of your weekend. And talk to you in a few days. Have a good night, everyone.
Night, everyone.